in our body. We feel anxiety, and our nervous system is being taxed. Does this relate to electricity, like you were just talking about, movement of electrical impulses, or just wondering the bodily sensations we feel when we're in an anxious state? Does that relate to what you were talking about before, maybe an overabundance of electricity?
Well, an overabundance of electricity does cause inflammation in the body, and of course anxiety and stress also cause inflammation. Though it's slightly different, what is happening in anxiety is we're doing the reverse. We're creating blockages that prevent this flow of prana. That's our chi that is moving through the body. Anxiety is something that shuts things down, whereas what we're talking about in the asana practice, it releases that anxiety and opens things up. It starts and initiates in the mind. Though eventually it does work its way into the body. And this is also shows the power of the mind, which can, without even, let's say, doing an asana practice, the mind can open the channels of the body while being in its resting or still state. So there is nothing that is particularly fixed. But the mind will be the conductor. It will open or it will close. This is where we've had discussions in the past that deal with free will. And how much free will do we actually have in this world? Our ability to choose. We may not be able to control the events of the world, but our ability to make a simple choice toward healing or not. And so if we point everything toward the divine, whatever our personal relationship is to that, whatever our personal idea of what is the creator or what is divinity, it doesn't really matter. As long as we point ourselves mentally toward that, that is our free will. When we're not doing that, then it's more or less life, which then just sort of paddles us around.
You are observing this play. Open or closing, opening, closing, which direction is flowing. All of this movement, even physical, the mind, feelings, all of these waves, of our expressions, this life force. We are observing them. We are not them. So, it, as I always say, it is very common for people to become the body, mind, feelings itself, and limit ourselves, and start judging ourselves. This body, if I'm doing right or wrong, I feel good, I feel bad. I want to let go of this mind. This kind of movement happens, and when you are not observing them, this movement, then that causes for suffering, pain, because you're full of the body and you're becoming full of the mind, fully mind. So there's no peace in it. There's attachment to the mind, to the body even, to the world even, to the egos, attachment to the feelings. So when you let go of this attachment, we're just watching them, watching this physical movement, electric movement, mind movement, the world expression flowing like a river. And as long as you're here as the true self, which is the observer of them, you're safe. You are that divine that you have been looking for, you have been willing to feel. There is love, light, peace, freedom within you every second. Yes, sometimes the pain starts, and if we cut the arm, of course it feels pain. But once you accept the pain as it is, at least you don't have to fight with your own thoughts. And I say this every time, tomorrow is not promised to anybody, even to us. So we are here in this moment. All beings are breathing in this moment. That is the truth. We are not in the future. We are not in the past. We are here now. And what kind of feeling would you like to hold right now? That's what matters. The pure feeling, peace, freedom, free from suffering, free from attachment, free from expectation, desire. There's infinite freedom within you in this moment when you let go of the mind attachment and let it be and keep focusing on the light no matter what occurs in this world. Peace comes from within, true peace. people look for peace in the outer world. Even if this environment of this world became healthier, everything is organic. Though if human consciousness is fighting each other, that doesn't call peace. So each one of us must stay beyond our heart, where there is true peace. The love of oneness, divine light, because we are that already. While we truly are with the mind, are with the bodies, we are beyond them. Nameless, formless, timeless being. Is infinite freedom. That's your true self. That's our true self. Nothing's wrong in you, in the true self. Even if the body feels pain, the mind says too much electric. Well, I don't feel any electric. I must feel something. Even during asanas, my ordinary day, no matter what your mind says, you're nothing's wrong. Your true self is the freedom. Only the mind judges that it's something's wrong. True self is bottomless. There's no beginning or end. No happy or unhappy, even. Just infinite freedom. That is you. So when the body is saying something, when the mind is saying something, sending you signal, you better watch me, take care of me. Then you take care of them with wisdom. What it needs to be done in order to heal. And you are the wisdom. So opening, closing, moving up, moving down, moving to the right or left. Let's observe these dance. Stay as the observer. And don't get caught with the mind. Mm-hmm. And believe that you are the mind. That's not true. We are using the mind. We are using the body as tools. With wisdom for the light. So let us use this body, mind, well. And take care of them. With compassion.